expert as you are, then you're both serving the same master. You've both got the same mind. There is no pulling away. That's when marriage is great. That's when it's beautiful. That's when it's wonderful. That's when it is one. The man and the woman and God, one. Three. That's a trinity between God and man. The man is one, the woman is one, God is one. That makes three is one. One times one times one is one. I don't care what school you go to, one times one times one equals one. But one plus one plus one equals three, and then you got a problem. How that thing goes? Two's company, three's a crowd. Huh? Two's company, three's a crowd. All right, as long as it's you and the woman, you think it's fine, but when the Lord gets involved, you've got a crowd. And when you've got a crowd, you've got a problem. And the Lord can cause problems. He can cause problems. And he can make it where that woman and that man have to get it right with God, or he'll separate them. He'll separate them. Now, my Bible says something about men, anybody that would step aside whom God has put together, let no man put asunder. My Bible says something like that. Whom God has put together, let no man put asunder. Amen. It doesn't say God can't put them asunder. Does it? It says let no man put them asunder. But it doesn't say God can't. And I'll tell you something else. It said, whom God put together. And you know what? There's a lot of people running around together today that God had nothing to do with them being together. God had nothing to do with it. It was their own stupid selves. Their own stupid selves. But even those people God can put together. Even those people whom God has not put together, He can put them together. But you know what it takes? It takes both of them coming together in Jesus Christ. Because if the man comes as one with Christ and the woman comes with one in Christ, then they are one with Christ, they're one with each other. One times one times one equals one, and that is not a crowd, son. That is a total majority. That's a total majority. When there's only one in the room and you vote yay, that's a majority vote. And there's nobody that can say nay. Amen. And these are little things that are all hidden in that power that God gives us to become the sons of God. That comes with that knowledge. That you cannot take God's power. You cannot take God's power and walk in it as long as you're trying to mix it with the world. And as long as you're trying to do the things of the world and mix up the things of the world, you're not going to do it. Now, am I saying, mister, you got to quit your job? Am I saying you got to not work for a living? No, I'm not saying that at all. The Bible also says if you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. But who do you work for? You can work for a man. You go do that man. You work for that man as if you work under the Lord. You work for that man as if it was Jesus Christ. And you obey him as if it was Jesus Christ. Thou, you're serving God. Amen. You're not serving the world, you're serving God. All right? Now, let's take it another way. You decide you want to bypass the middleman and go to work directly for the head honcho. Then you get on your knees and pray, God, let me go to work for you. Now God says, okay, I just so happens I have an opening. Let me check here. Yep, I got an opening right here. Yep, I need a preacher to go over there and preach. So the Lord puts his anointing on you, boom, you go out and you preach. Now, are you working? Yes, you're working. Therefore, you have a right to eat. And God will see to it that you eat. Amen. It's the truth. It's the truth. And God will bless you if you will follow him. He will bless you if you will follow him. But you can't come in halfway. You can't come in halfway. These meetings this week are going to get the halfwayers out or in. One or the other. Either we're going to be all the way in or all the way out. No middle ground. Isn't that something? When you go about preaching to people and you go talk about the Laodicean church and how they are lukewarm, and then you, oh, sorry self, are just as lukewarm as them. Just as lukewarm. Because how long, if I said to you, if I looked at anyone in this room and said, come, go with me, let's take the tent out, how fast would you go? How fast would you say yes? Would you have to stop and think, well, now, wait a minute now. If you have to do that, you're lukewarm. That's what it boils down to. If you hesitate, if you were to hesitate, if you were to think, if you were to draw back in any way, if God said, come, let's go, would you, how could you say you were hot for the Lord? How could you say you were in and dedicated? You wouldn't be. Wives, if your husband says to you, the Lord has called me out and I must go, what would be your attitude? Would it be one of joy or one of sadness? What would it be? If it's joy, then you are truly serving the Lord. If it's one of sadness, you're seeking to have God serve you. Now let's get this thing straight. Right, church. Who do you serve? Does God serve you or do you serve him? I got news for you. God serves no man. And God serves no woman. God is served by men and women. Amen. And that's the only way it can be. That's the only way it can be. And these purges, the Lord is purging us. I've been out here this whole week. Been in that camper praying all day long and coming out here and working with the guys and going back in and praying. And I'll tell you, I don't like some of the things the Lord's been showing me. I don't like some of them. But he's right. He's right. And I'm going to follow him. And I'm going to walk in him. And you're going to see some things. And we saw some things last night that was pretty neat. Power of God moved in this tent last night. And you know what? He's moving right now, but you don't know it. And he's going to move a whole lot more. He's going to move a whole lot more before we're finished. Amen. Ricky, sing us a song. Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That is a song and a scripture that I trust and walk in every day. There are times when you're in the ministry and you're so tired. You're just tired. You don't think you can go another step. You don't think you can go another day. You don't think you can preach another word. You think it's easy to get up here and preach day after day after day. It's not. It's not easy. It's hard. It's hard. It's one thing to preach every Sunday. That's bad enough. But when you have to preach 7 days a week, and this is going on my second week now preaching every night. Going on the second, what's this, the 10th night? 8th, 9th night? 10th night. The 10th night preaching. And every night having to seek the Lord and what to say, how to say it. What shall I do? Every night. and I'm going to go on for 14 days. And then the Lord has worked a miracle. The Lord is, as far as I'm concerned, it's a miracle. Now, somebody else might not think so, but I think it's a miracle. And that is, when the town issued our permit for our camp revival, they didn't issue it for just this 1 week. They issued it till the 10th. They issued it to the 10th. And I've got a real strong feeling that I'm going to be here through the 10th. I'll tell you what, George and Cindy are going to be just totally either in the Lord by then or just totally mad at me and wanting to kick me down the road. But any way you look at it, they're going to probably be tired of me. How many believe that? Well, that's good. Praise God. But this song is important to me because it's what keeps you going. I walk around this tent at night. I walk around the tent. And, oh, Lord. Lord, you got to give me what to say, Lord. You got to tell me. You got to tell me. And then you come in and you have to remember. You have to remember. Take your spiritual wings, cock them back, get ready for the wind. Stand strong in the Lord. And then wait on Him. Serve Him. Serve Him. You won't get weary. He'll renew your strength. How many nights, I cannot tell you how many nights I've come dragging in this tent. Be walking around out there, oh Lord. Just wish I didn't have to do it. And yet, you know, I really want to do it. I really want to do it. I really want to serve God. I really want to preach His Word. I really want to go out and do it. But there are times you're just so tired inside. But when you go forth and you serve Him, He is faithful to renew the strength. And the tiredness just goes away. Tiredness goes away. And then you find yourself serving Him and ministering till 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And you can't go to sleep because you're just so into the Lord. Well, that's what that song means to me. And that's what it should mean to you. Let's sing it. Lord, had me say earlier tonight that He's going to have an anointing. As we were singing the song, the Lord was showing me this is a grocery store. And you come in, or a restaurant. You come in and you are fed the Word of God. Over here we have a restaurant. You have your fast food items over here. That's when you need your quick fix. You need something real quick. You need a real hurry. I mean, like right now. He's got that. He's got that more leisure restaurant area right over here where you can sit and just kind of enjoy the meal. Ah, hallelujah. But He's also got a hardware store. Got a hardware store over here. Right over here in this corner, He's got hardware items that people need to serve Him. Faith. Knowledge. Wisdom. Healing. Discernment. Gifts. The beautiful thing about His store is all of these things are free. Free. Now if you go walking into a store and you walk out without being fed, or you walk out without the things you need because you don't have any money, I can understand that. I can understand walking into a store with only $10 on you. And you walk in there and you see a hammer and you need that hammer and it's $12.95 and you've only got $10 in that $12.95 and they won't give it to you for $10 and you have to walk out without the hammer. I can understand that. Or you walk into a restaurant and you got $10 on you and you think, well, I should be able to eat it here for $10. And you're then and you look and the cheapest meal is $12.95. And you're embarrassed. And you have to go out hungry. I could understand that. But let me tell you. When you come to God's provisions, to His restaurant, and to His provision store, and it's free. It's free. He has already paid for everything in the place. He bought, paid for it, He owns it, and He's given it to you. And when you come in that place and you go out without it, it's your fault. It's not God's fault. You got to come to His table hungry. You got to come hungry. I mean, you got to have that hunger in your belly. You got to want something. Now, if you've ever fasted, you know what it's like to be hungry. And you start fasting and your belly begins to rumble and it starts to act up on you and it starts telling this to you, talking to you in a little voice. The little voice says, you better eat something or I'm going to eat you. Now you better hurry up and go eat something or I'm going to eat you. And it just starts getting worse and worse and you pray and you fast and you pray and you fast. If you've ever fasted, you know what it's like to be hungry. Church, aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for the things of God? Aren't you tired of being sick? Aren't you tired of being stupid? Aren't you tired of being ignorant? Aren't you tired of being in sin? Aren't you tired of the sin that holds you back and makes you go away from God? Aren't you tired of it? Aren't you tired of it? Haven't you gotten tired of it? Aren't you hungry for God's righteousness? Aren't you hungry for His thirst and thirsty for His holiness and His righteousness and His power? My God, these things are all here. But you gotta want them. You gotta want them. He's bought and paid for them. And they're yours. And when you come in wanting. Come in hungry. Come in ready to shout. Come in ready to rock God's gates, letting Him know what it is you want. Don't sit back there and wimpy, wimpy, wimpy talk. Be ready to rock His gates. Let Him hear you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this afternoon, I was working with Jeff and Paul, and Dick, Marcus, helping them prepare, helping them get ready to go out, to go forth in the Lord's work. And it was really funny because I had Dick up here with a microphone doing Ricky Baldwin's job. He had never done anything like that. He never did anything like that. It was cute. It was cute. They're about ready to cut this thing off, but I can preach anyway. What do you got here? What do we do with this? All right. They're going to try to cut the light on us. Can you believe that? The power. Well, praise God. I've got power. He's coming off with some kind of funny story trying to cover up the fact that he wasn't watching. And there's Paul, you know, I asked him, well, Paul, what was he doing? And I told him, you know, I said, let me show you something. I said, you have a little nest. You have this little nest. And in this nest, you have some baby birdies. And you have a mama bird and you have a papa bird. Now, some of these little birdies are doing this number. Amen? Now, which ones are they? And they said, the baby birdies. I said, that's right. And I said, if the papa birdie and the mama birdie were doing that, the baby birdies would starve. Amen? Now, I want to show you something. Because we don't think about this a lot. We don't think about it a lot, and we don't talk about it a lot. But you see these guys up here and this lady? We'll call her a lady now. She's 18. We'll call her a lady. But this lady and the guys here, and this guy is over here. You see, you know what their job is? Their job is to pass food to you. And these do it through singing. And these do it through praying. And I do it through preaching. But that's their job. And I want you to think of that once in a while. Think of them once in a while. Because you see, they would like, I think, if I'm accurate, you'd like to be out here receiving. You'd like to be out here, feel the Spirit move on you, and feel that, and receive. Amen? You'd like that, wouldn't you, Steve? Of course, sometimes you get to bouncing back there, you might as well not even be part of the team. You love the Lord, say amen. But the truth of the matter is, you see, they are giving to you. And you're out here receiving. You've got the opportunity to receive. And that's what we need to do to them sometimes. Sometimes give to them. Give them a word of encouragement. Give them a pat on the back. Give them a praise the Lord. Praise God. Tell them the Lord loves them. Tell them you love them sometimes. Give them a word from the Lord. Give them a little love. Give them something. Let them know you appreciate them. Amen. Because they're in the background and they're just sitting there or standing there and they're serving you and they're helping me to serve you. But we want it that way. Amen? We want you to be those little baby birds receiving from the Heavenly Father. And if it's us being the ones delivering it, praise be to God. Praise the Lord. I enjoy that. But keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. So that God will continuously feed us so that we can feed you. Because that's the way it works. It comes in and goes out. Pour it in, Lord. We can pour it out. Pour it in. And we have to constantly refill. Constantly refill so that we can give it to you. Let's do that oil song. When I hear this song, it reminds me of the parable that Jesus gave of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And that 5 had taken enough oil to get them through the night, and 5 had not. How many people are like those 10 virgins, foolish enough to be satisfied with just enough of God? Just give me enough of the salvation. Just give me enough of His grace. Just give me enough of His Spirit. But then they find out it's not enough, and they run short. Man, I'm not satisfied with just enough. I want an abundance. I want an overflowing. I want all that I can get and then some of yours too, if I can. I'm serious. I'm serious. Lord, give me all that is mine. And if I can find some around here to steal, give me that too. I'll take it. If you don't want it, I'll take yours. Amen. Remind me of the time we went to George's restaurant with Paul. And I finished eating. I couldn't eat everything. Paul ate it. Or the time I went with little Earl. Little Earl back there. I couldn't eat all my food. He done ate all his, ate mine, started on somebody else's. Where he put it, I don't know. He had enough, but he wanted more. Amen. Why can't we do that with the things of God? Lord, I want all that I can get. And any that anybody else don't want, give that to me too. I'll take that. Amen. Let's sing it. How many did what I said last night? I went home and prayed and asked God for a double potion tonight. Portion. Not potion, but portion. How many asked God for a double portion tonight? I literally prayed for that. Isn't that pathetic? Praise God. Well, thank God for those that did. And I hope you got a double portion. But we'll do our job. I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you. We'll do our job. But will you do yours? I'm willing to do my job. You willing to do your job?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys willing to do yours?
Yes, sir.
Huh? But we're willing to do ours. Are you willing to do yours? We're ready. We're willing to pray and seek God and be filled and be vessels that He can use to come here and pour out blessings to you. But do you have the courage to pray and receive and come expecting? Separate. Separate yourself from the world. Make that commitment. 100% final commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it this week. Now, one night this week, we're going to pour the oil to all those who are ministers or are called to be ministers or those who want to be called to be ministers. We're going to pour the oil out. We're going to let God raise them up. God will raise them up. Seek the Lord this week. Because the oil has already been poured. The anointing is going out. The revival is beginning. The judgment of God is coming. The separation is beginning. We have already begun to see it. Satan attacking us last night, having hoodlums throw rocks at the tent. Such silly things. God prevailed. And then today, the judgment of God coming through. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Be on the right side. Be on the right side. Amen.